The 2015 Florida legislative session came screeching to a halt 3 days early when House and Senate lawmakers could not agree on health care funding. The House wants no part of Medicaid expansion. The Senate has warmed up to the idea of a type of expansion that would steer federal dollars into private health care plans. They'll try to get this worked out during a special session scheduled to begin this coming Monday. One of the arguments against Medicaid expansion is that Florida takes billions more from Washington than it gives, and that the money being offered to Florida isn't Florida's to take. Vero Beach Republican Debbie Mayfield recently tweeted an infographic that shows Florida sends $135 billion to the federal government, and Washington sends back $150 billion. WUSF's Lottie Watts ran that one by Josh Gillen with PolitiFact Florida.
Josh, what's the ruling on that claim?
Well, we rated this statement mostly true, and a lot of representatives have been sending this out. So we asked the Speaker of the House's communications office where they got those numbers. And they said, well, that $135 billion, it came from gross tax collections by the IRS minus average refunds. Okay, so it's a kind of a specific way to look at it. And then the $150 billion that the government sends to Florida, it came from a website called usaspending.gov. And that's a website that tracks federal contracts and loans and grants and public assistance, just all sorts of things here. And one of the things you need to realize about federal spending, they said, is that, the government, it spends money on all sorts of things, and each state is a little different. Florida, of course, gets a lot of Social Security money and a lot of Medicare money. There's all sorts of things tied up in that. There's highway money. There's education grants. There's things like, you get money if you are a business that has a federal contract. So there are billions of dollars in federal contracts to private businesses in that number. And one expert even pointed out to us, you need to keep in mind that the federal government is always running at a deficit these days. So you need to be very careful how you're parsing this and not just pull out one program like Medicaid and say that it's wrong to take money for it because the state of Florida gets a lot of money for other things.
So mostly true on the idea that Florida takes billions more from Washington than it gives?
Well, the numbers that the House are using to make this point, and this is to make the point that we shouldn't be taking money for Medicaid expansion, the numbers they're using, experts tell us, are valid numbers. They're just maybe, if you looked at it a different way, it wouldn't make the point that Republican representatives are trying to make here.
Our next fact check is on a claim from a Democratic Political Action Committee about Jeb Bush. They say the former Florida governor and likely Republican presidential candidate once held $1 million in family planning grants hostage until the programs receiving the money agreed not to discuss birth control at all. Josh, what does the Truth-O-Meter say about this hostage situation?
Well, this one we rated mostly false, and this is from Emily's List, which supports female Democratic candidates, political candidates. And in this case, we looked back through the archives, and we found a Tampa Bay Times story from 2001. What happens is the governor will ask for certain things, and it's then up to the legislature whether or not they're going to approve those things. And in this case, in 2001, Jeb Bush had asked for the legislature to approve an earmark of $1 million out of the state health department's $5.8 million budget for these abstinence-only programs. Now, that doesn't mean that this happened. And the reason we call it mostly false is because there's no evidence that it did happen. The State Department of Health told us that there is no record of an earmark going through. The request was made, but there's no evidence of what you would consider a hostage crisis. There was no kind of ongoing debate or indeed widespread media coverage of this issue. All the evidence points to Jeb Bush just asked for this to happen, and the legislature didn't do it, so we called it mostly false.
Former governor and likely presidential candidate Jeb Bush recently had some trouble answering a what would you do question about the invasion of Iraq. Marco Rubio got the same question. Did their answers leave more questions? Take a look with PolitiFact Florida at WUSFnews.org.